if you take away the special standing rights in the EPBC Act, then every group that wishes to bring an action to say that the laws haven't been applied properly will have to find some material that shows that they've got a special interest in the subject matter of the action. It's very difficult, and it takes a long time to litigate that as well.
So they need to prove that they have some sort of direct connection to that development. So say if you're a farmer next door, adjacent to the mining development, you could prove that quite easily.
If the development is on your land, you would have standing. If the development is 5 kilometres down the road, you may or may not have standing.
So that would have to be tested?
That would have to be tested in every case. So it will mean that there will be fewer cases because people will find it more difficult to get the resources together to run a case where they may not even get to have the true question tested. But those people who are brave enough and can scrape together enough resources to bring the case, those cases will run a lot longer and probably result in greater delays because the miner and the government won't know until the standing is decided what the answer is with regard to the real question that's been brought in the litigation.
In your mind, is the environmental movement restricting development?
Now, what everybody seems to have leapt into the stratosphere from is the decision in Sydney with regard to the Carmichael mine. And the interesting thing is that this was not a case where somebody won or lost after weeks of argument in court. The MCG brought the issue, the government lawyers looked at it and the mining lawyers looked at it and they said, I think you're right. I think that this decision hasn't been made in accordance with the law. I think we missed something. I think it'll have to be set aside. And the court was asked to make the decision setting it aside. And now the minister can go back and look at the issues. The minister may be so impressed by the matters of national environmental significance that he didn't look at previously that he says that the Carmichael mine should not proceed. Or he might think that those matters of national environmental significance aren't that important. He may make a decision that it does go ahead. We want those laws to be applied. We don't want them to become just glorious words on paper. We don't want them to become a dead letter. We want them to be applied. And the best way for them to be applied is for the government to know that if they get it wrong, for the public servants to know that if their minister gets it wrong, somebody can take it to court and show that they got it wrong.